Right. Well, good morning, everyone. We got us a nice cold morning.
Yes.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom. Bless us to do all that's in your heart. Help us to enter into the things you want us to see. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is always up to something good.
Amen.
And he always has a plan. He has a plan ready in case for every individual, in case they decide to follow. And once people link up, then as they can receive it, he reveals it. And he can cause you to do what you normally couldn't do. And people doubt. It's like there's a temptation to doubt God on our end. We know he can do all things, but not through us.
That's too hard for it, right? That's it. Hey, he can do good things through Mary over there. He can do great things through Candace, but I don't know about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a little too hard for him, right?
Yeah. See, people say, well, I didn't make the best grades, or maybe even though I made good grades, I didn't do this or I didn't do that. We doubt God on our end. So all that'll stop as we get to know him. And I can't brag about following God, because there were times I wouldn't have done it, but I made a vow. I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do whatever you say.
Amen.
And I meant it.
Amen.
And then when he said, do something, I couldn't go back and say, well, I couldn't find an excuse.
Amen.
I had that vow. And you don't lie to God. You better. I made myself do most of the things he said do. But what I found out was it works. But on my end, at first, I couldn't see it. I just had to trust him. And I found out what happened if you follow God. I'm not saying the duties of the word. We're going to do that. But I'm talking about when he tell you to do something, when he give you a plan.
So I assume you're speaking both of what he says in the Bible and what he says in your spirit.
Right, because we follow him on two fronts. Most people are going to agree with him in the word, and they'll do that. You know, they'll stay out of trouble, and they'll go to church, and they'll do things like that. But when he tell you to do something that's personal, you know, you have to follow him there too. Sometimes people have trouble following him in the word. But we know to agree with that. But when the Holy Spirit says to do something or say something, or he puts a word in your heart to share with others, that's where the challenges come in. Is this really happening? You know, you have all these thoughts to deal with. But what he said in these few verses here, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Not somebody far off, not just for Isaiah, not just for Elijah, but for you. And he was telling his disciples this because they probably put it off to somebody that was more revered. And this is nothing new. In Isaiah's dream, he mentioned, I also was among the prophets. As if he was surprised to be there. And he was the one that got selected for the assignment. The Lord had others there in the same vision, but he was the volunteer. And the same thing with Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I'm just a child.
Can I stop here? Huh? What made Isaiah come to this volunteering?
Well, he did something about his tongue. he said, he didn't feel like he should have been in the vision. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live
among people
of unclean lips. And the angel came and put a hot coal on his tongue, but it didn't burn it. It purified his tongue.
And it also changed his tongue of his talk. It did something for his tongue. He dealt with his tongue.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
We have to deal with that tongue.
And see,
sometimes that tongue wants to control it, say what it wants to say.
Yeah, and that's what it's speaking from what it understands.
Yeah, but we have to bring it into kingdom alignment.
Yes,
kingdom alignment. Brought it into kingdom alignment.
Yeah.
That he could say what God said, and he could see himself like God. Not only did he see God, but he saw Isaiah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you see, in the presence of God, you see things clearly. You see him, and then you see you, and you see what you can do in him, if you're willing. When Rob Parsley used to say, God likes the people to chase him. You know, he won't tell you everything, but he'll give you enough to make you interested, and then he'll start running. And see who's going to chase him.
That's what most mentors do. They're going to mentor you. They're not going to pursue you.
Uh-huh.
See, most people don't want a mentor.
Uh-huh.
Because a mentor is not going to pursue you. You're going to have to pursue them.
Yeah. Elisha.
He got to know that you want what he has.
Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha and kept walking. He said, well, can't I go bury my parents? He said, if a man look back at the plow, he's not, what did he say? He said, what have I done to you? and he followed him. He went with him. You're right, because that's the way it is. And that's the way God does. He wants us to chase him. And if he's going to get something done, the person that volunteers, the person that's chasing him, is more apt to finish than the person that's reluctant. And he don't give assignments out lightly. So when he chooses you, it's well thought out. All you have to do is submit, and it works. And I didn't have the courage to do this of myself, but I had that vow. So because of the vow, I did it. And I found out it works. So he said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
You can stop rain and make it rain, whatever you have to do.
Yeah,
it's not just for
Elijah.
Testament,
they had to tell us, mm-hmm. Elijah was a man just like us, because some of the things Elijah did, people, and because mm-hmm. they did not tell him of his mother and father, they thought Elijah was kind of a mystery man, somebody mm-hmm. just sprung down from heaven or somewhere.
Yeah.
But over in the New Testament, it said Elijah's a man just like us.
Yeah, that was revelation to them.
Yeah.
Because they found themselves walking on water, doing the things of God, and rebuking storms, whatever. You didn't find Peter in a shipwreck. He did. just didn't happen. But Paul, he didn't know that. The Lord dealt with him. He didn't know he could control the storm, the weather, or whatever. But so he was in many shipwrecks. And the Lord deals with us where we are. In verse 8, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So now he's taking it to another level. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, just like Elijah did. And then he's saying, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. He's going to help you bear fruit, and he's glorified in the fruit that you bear.
Oh, we can bring glory to him.
Yeah.
No, okay.
It glorifies the Father when you do that, and he's glorified in your works because you're honoring him. Verse 9, the Father hath loved, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now, they were already doing the works here, he's saying continuing. And he said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And see, when I used to go in the Lord's presence, I said, there is a way to live in his presence when you're at work, wherever you go. And here it is in verse 10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You don't have to leave God's presence just because you live in a dirty world. And you can enjoy God's presence and be in the world and not of it and operate. And what he's getting to is joy. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
The joy remaining in us. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Are y'all thinking about what he's saying? Can y'all understand the joy remaining in us?
Mm-hmm.
That our joy be filled.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's a secret here. He said that your joy might be full. Full joy only happens when you're in obedience to God, winning souls, and doing His work. A man that don't win souls can't experience that. He may be happy, he may have joy because of his house or some things may go his way, but it's a deeper joy when you're soul winning, when you're doing the works of God. And only people that know that joy are the people that do that. And the only way to do that is to submit to Him on all in all things. When the Lord first called me to preach, I said, I wanted information. He wouldn't tell me. I said, what kind of preacher am I? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? He said, two words, follow me. And I got up and went on to bed. That's all he'd say. So I still wanted to know, before I told Elder Lewis, I wanted to know more about what he wanted me to do. What kind of preacher am I? I wanted to know if I was going to be a pastor or an evangelist. Which way am I going with this?
So you want to know the whole scope. You
yeah,
know?
I want to know.
That's the way we walk in earth. We want to know. Mm-hmm. We want to know. We want to know.
So I said, I'm going to find out. And so I went on a fast. I went on the Daniel fast. I didn't eat no meats, no sweets, and until I got my answer. And you remember on DJC, it was, I think, Jim, Ron, and Herb. It was three guys. They had a radio broadcast back then. And one said, when the Lord called me to preach, I got me a piece of paper out, and I wrote down all the things I wanted God to do. And then I was going to write down all the things God wanted me to do, and I was going to sign it. And then this is how I broke my fast. And then the Lord said, take out another page of paper. So he did. He took out another piece of paper, and the Lord said, now sign it. And so he signed a blank sheet of paper, and then the Lord said, now I'll fill in the blanks. So I broke my fast, and I went and told Elder Lewis I got caught. But he wants your trust, and it works. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm so thankful for that, for keeping the time. We want to go over. Verse 24. You know, we're linking with God in all things, heart to heart. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. The price he paid for our redemption, our healing. Verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. In faith, we receive his redemption. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you've done for us. I thank you for the ability to trust you and to go forward in you. Lord, bless us to see the mighty works that you will do by our hands. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.